Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Steve, we're talking now more and more about so many athletes and, I guess, quote-unquote celebrities out in the public eye that are speaking boldly about their profession of faith, their followers, their believers of Jesus Christ. But it wasn't always this way. You know, I came across an article in the Christian Post about a baseball player by the name of Mike Schmidt. And he played during the 70s. He's a Hall of Famer. In fact, they say that he's probably the best player that's ever played third base ever. And he says in this article that during the time that he played, it wasn't a big thing to, you know, come out and say that you were a Christian. Many Christians were being ridiculed. They were, you know, being just, you know, just disrespected in a major way. And he came to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ during that time period, during a Bible study, an outreach to these professional baseball players. Well, today we're living in a society where you have Benjamin Watson from, who used to be on the Saints, who boldly speaks about the Lord, and he has all these Facebook posts and social media, and he's on television proclaiming his relationship with God and how much he loves him. Of course, we know Tim Tebow, who kneels and during prayers with football, and now he's playing for the New York Mets. And
think about Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's another one, plays basketball. But, you know, Tim Tebow for a long time has been putting the scriptures on his face and all these different things. But now there's another player, there's many players, but we want to bring to you a testimony of Curtis Granderson. He plays for the New York Mets, an outstanding team, by the way. And he shares his testimony about what Christ has done for him. You know, my son and I have watched this player, and we've seen him from a distance, and we've seen his character. We saw how he responded well to people, and we always said, this is just a nice guy. This is just a nice guy. Well, we come to find out he's a Christian.
Wow.
And you know, your fruit tells on you, you know? It really tells on you. And he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say, I'm a believer, I'm a follower of Christ, but he lived it. And now when we hear that he's a believer, we're not shocked to go, I knew there was something different about your life. I want you to listen about what he has to say about being a believer and how that's impacted his professional career in the spotlight. Watch this.
Since his major league debut in 2004, New York Mets outfielder Curtis Granderson has been selected as a three-time All-Star, received the Silver Slugger Award, and earned his way on the 2020-2020 club. That's 20 home runs, 20 triples, 20 doubles, and 20 stolen bases in a single season. That's despite the fact that every year he's gotten off to a slow start at the plate. He says although it's frustrating at times, his faith in the Lord helps him keep his cool.
People go, how come you don't slam your helmet? How come you don't break your bat? How come you're not, you know, yelling and cussing at everybody? That's not going to change anything. You know, the results are what they are. They've happened. They move on. And God will bless me with another opportunity to go out there with a chance to do something different.
Curtis has been a Christian since he was a kid growing up in Blue Island, Illinois.
Christ has always been around my family, from my parents to extended family members. It's always been a part of our life. I remember, I think I was baptized probably at the age of 12. At my grandmother's church, who I actually spoke with today. So it's interesting, you know, that we're doing an interview right now, and I spoke with her today.
Curtis began his career with the Detroit Tigers before going to the Yankees and then eventually the Mets in 2014. And he says he has to work on his game daily to perform at his best. But he depends on God to pull it all together.
What do you do to tweak what's off?
You know, try not to worry too much about what's happened. Understand the process of everything that's happened before. You know, I've had the ability to be blessed with some great coaching staff, some great mentors and coaches that have put me in situations so when time for the ball to be hit to me, to be pitched to me, we've got the hours in, we got the mechanics in. Now we just got to trust it, trust God to allow him to me to go out there and do the things that he knows I'm capable of.
In a game where anything can happen, it's also his faith that keeps him pressing forward through the rigorous 162-game regular season.
obviously you're going to have ups and downs in the game. You're going to have injuries. You're going to not play the capability that you think you can play to. And the way you respond and how people see that is all from Christ giving me the strength to go out there and understand that things will turn. He has a plan. Just lay it out for him and the plan will take shape.
Over the years, he's established himself as one of the most generous guys in baseball. In fact, after he started landing endorsements, he asked the companies to give the money and equipment to his foundation, the Grandkids Foundation, as well as inner city baseball programs.
The initial deals that those companies bring to you, you get paid in some cash and then you also get paid in merchandise, which is great. So all my friends and family were outfitted in, you know, the best Nike gear, you know, Louisville Slugger batting gloves, Rawlings fielding gloves, this, that, and the other. And after the second or third year, I started realizing, well, everybody's got enough stuff, but all the different camps and facilities we go to, I'm constantly getting requests of, hey, we need some gloves, we need shoes, we need this, we need that. So, well, let's just take what we have and switch it over. Don't pay me monetarily, pay me in equipment so we can do that. So it started with them. I'm now with New Balance on the shoe side of things. They've been able to take that, accept it, and run with it.
This season, Curtis is on track to hit another 20 home runs as the Mets try to battle their way back to the Fall Classic. And he says that he understands that none of the fame, awards, or money would have been possible without his relationship with Jesus Christ.
The biggest thing in terms of having a relationship with Christ is realizing that we are here because of him. And we get to do these things all because of him and through him. And some people look at it and say, well, you had more blessings than I did. And that's not necessarily the case. There's always going to be trials and tribulation that we always go through. And there's ups and downs. And the path for you, although it's going to look different on the outside, is still the same path that God has for all of us.
When people see Curtis Granderson, what is it that you want them to see?
I want them to see someone that has worked hard, didn't take anything for granted, that was very blessed with the opportunities to do some amazing things and tried to take advantage of all the opportunities that were laid out in front of me. If things went one way or the side, try my best to get back on track as soon as possible and be a living example of what Christ can do for you and what Christ has in store for you.
This is amazing.
Wow.
It's not just Curtis Granderson or Tim Tebow or Steph Curry or some of these Benjamin Watson, some of these players, but maybe it's you. You know, Steve and I were talking, you know, prior, but God places you in an opportunity so that we can take the seven mountains. You know, you have arts and entertainment. Obviously, you have government, family, education, business, media, and government. And whatever sphere that you're in, you want to get in there and represent the Lord.
And that's so powerful because when you understand that, you get outside the mindset because there's a lot of people that have given their life to the Lord and they want to do something for the Lord. And for a long time, that mindset was only cornered in the fact, okay, if I want to share the gospel, I've got to be Sunday morning behind the pulpit.
Right.
It's like, no, you can be in the business. You can be, you know, even as I say that, I think about the very president whose mother raised him up to understand a biblical perspective of Israel. Little did he know from a child that later in his life he would eventually be the president of the United States of America.
Harry Truman,
when Israel was recognized as a state. And because of that, only 11 minutes later, he was like, you have the full backing. An entire nation backed Israel because a woman understood her influence for the kingdom in the family. It's like anywhere God has placed you, you can be advancing the gospel.
Yeah, so this is a time, I love what you said,
yes,
that you can say, you know what, I don't have to have some major platform. Whatever platform that God's given me, I'm going to use that to be bold and to give God all the glory, you know, no matter what I do. And so we want to encourage you today, whether you're at your workplace or anywhere, be bold, stand for God, give him the glory, and see what happens. Witness. This is, you know, life is but a vapor. We're here today and we're gone. Tomorrow's written in the fool's calendar. All you and I and Steve, all we have is today. And so you want to make today count. Begin to start enjoying life and begin to start living life in a way that, you know, what if today was my last day? What was my last day on earth? What would I do? Would you do anything differently? If you would, this is the time to change because, you know, one day it will be your last day. So you can do things, you can change, make it count for the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.